This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Aaron Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 5:47 Thursday morning. Excellent episode of Survivor last night.
I agree.
Yeah, it's really good.
Holmes is quite the he's making himself more of a villain than he needs to.
I agree.
But he's playing a great game.
Well, he's keeping himself alive. But the thing is, it's like the three of them are left alone on the beach. Because the other three go off on a reward. And all he has to do is be nice. All he has to do is not pick a fight. And he just can't do it. He gets... Yeah.
Who's
good
he?
Luck to
Who's
him.
He?
This dude.
We're talking about Survivor, and it's a guy on the show. He's...
Ben.
Ben. Is it Ben?
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. They do stuff.
He's very likable at times. Very likable. And he's got a good story.
Well, but that's it. I was going to say that they do stuff to those Marines.
Yeah, he's broken.
Oh.
My dad was similarly broken. And it's like, dude.
Relax.
Just zip it.
Just don't get in
You're
a fight.
You're winning. Yeah. You've got it. You kind of got this thing in the bag if you just behave yourself.
He's just so, I don't even know what the word is, like he's like a thorn.
Well, he's an instigator. He's like, but he doesn't, that thing where he painted himself to get all the, and then the one vote got what he wanted, it was like, God, that was such a bad play, but then later I went, he did get exactly what he wanted though, didn't he?
He did.
But he had to make himself a villain. He did. He had to make them all go, oh, you gotta go. And then he was able to make his one vote counted to get what he wanted. Because he had the immunity idol and went, ha-ha.
But then he's got to be kind of a douchebag about the whole thing. Like, he can't just quietly get his way.
If you're not watching Survivor, sorry.
You know what? I'm not that. You guys, you're missing out. They've done
925. Enough Survivor. 548.
And listen, let me just say, for those of you all these years who have said, oh, you guys are doing this because it's CBS. We're not CBS anymore.
We're not CBS.
They just like the show, everyone.
We like the show, and we think you would like it, too. I think that a lot of people dropped it. You know, look, they had a couple of bad seasons there, season three, season four, season five. It's starting to get stale. But they have figured out a way to just make it great again. Make Survivor great again.
408 says, why didn't a single one of those doofuses go watch him look for idols?
They just didn't think he could find one.
Okay, someone else says, seriously, Ben just, quote unquote, happened to find the idol clue? And how did he extract it from under their sleeping mats? Fixed!
Oh, I don't think it's fixed.
No, not only that, I think that because he knew he was going home that night, that if they had been about to leave, he would have just flipped that shelter over and pulled the thing off.
Yeah.
Like, he was good. Like, they go, oh, look how they left it. You don't know if he has it or not. I'm like, he has it. He knew it was there and he knows he's going home.
Right.
He will flip that shelter over to find the thing if he needs to.
Yeah.
And he doesn't care who sees him.
With a hammer like the Punisher.
Like, of course
he's
he has
got
it.
To. I mean, that's just...
He has it!
Right.
Sorry, people who hate Survivor, but you should really be watching it.
I mentioned another show there that I'm watching. The Punisher.
Oh, yeah.
Is so wicked.
Is this again?
This is the one starring the guy from...
It's a Marvel. It's a comic
book.
It's
a zombie movie. It's a zombie show.
And it's called The Punisher.
Walking Dead.
Shane, right. The guy who played Shane in The Walking Dead.
So The Punisher, his name is John Bernthal?
I don't know.
I guess
and none
so.
Of these that names sounds, I recognize. Yeah.
That sounds
that's
familiar,
the guy's
actually.
Name
yeah. in real life. I think
John
so.
Bernthal.
Yeah. Uh huh. Or Bernthal.
Something like that.
Bernthal.
It's not Shane, believe it or not. That was his character's name.
Yeah, I don't know, but
so the Punisher is great. You love it.
You guys, it's so what he does with a hammer.
Oh God.
To these dudes.
Did they show it?
Enough of it
am
that
I
you're
gonna
like,
have to cover my eyes?
There's a part where you're all. He wouldn't swing that hammer like that because, yeah, because he's gonna do more than just kill them. Like you don't need to.
Right.
You're all, oh God, he really is mad. He's really mad.
Mm.
He's not. He's a good guy, but he's.
Yeah, I was gonna ask: is he a good guy fighting for good, and the bad people are getting? He's punishing the bad people.
But in a way where you're all
a little too far.
You're way too broken to be a hero.
Like you're enjoying that.
It's not good. I don't know. Oof. But it's a good show. I was on the
Would
treadmill
like
last night before
Survivor.
Right. Cause this holiday stuff is just too much. Jesus Christ.
I know.
There's cookies being made in my house every time I turn around.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I wish they were being made in my house. Oh, it's, I guess I would be in charge of making that? Those, wouldn't I?
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's fine. It's just not a safety zone anymore for fat boys.
Oh.
So, I mean, there I am, like.
Oh,
I
fat boy.
Fat boy, fat boy.
God,
what you gonna do?
What you
gonna do when this cookie's full
you know
of
what's
you?
Funny about addicts is, and this used to be the way for, it was cigarettes.
Oh.
Drunks and druggies used to be like, at least I can have my cigarettes.
And my coffee.
And they're still killing themselves, but they just, you know, they excuse it away as, look.
But they're not falling down the stairs
right.
at work.
Look
right.
how much better I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And it's the same crap with cookies. It's just, you know, oh, God. I'm good, like, 99.9% of the time.
Give up. It's the holidays. You'll get back to it in
January. The least I can do is have some cookies, right?
Good. Spend an extra... Watch an extra episode of The Punisher on your treadmill, Ben.
And there's why I was on the treadmill last night at 7:30.
At 7:30?
Yeah.
Oh. That seems late to be on the treadmill.
Well,
but I guess you were going to watch Survivor.
Before that, I took a few minutes to play a Journey song that I've been trying to... I don't know it yet.
Let's hear it. Let's hear you now. I don't want to sing. Just let's hear what you know.
I can barely give it any time. Don't you understand?
I know. And just a couple notes. Yeah, grab
okay.
that.
There you go. He's,
oh,
he's
yeah,
grabbing
he's
the guitar.
Grab okay, let's not overdo it because then he won't do it.
All right.
Let's just let him go.
Let's just be really...
Yeah, there's a... There's one in there, a pick in there.
Just dump the whole thing out.
Let's just not say anything and pretend like we're
okay,
not here.
Okay.
Let's just pretend
he can't
like
hear
he's
us. He doesn't,
alone.
Have, his headphones doesn't on. Have his headphones on. Now he does. So shut up.
It's not anywhere near ready.
That's okay.
I don't know. I don't even. I need this. Look at it.
Sounds perfect.
It's like that.
Okay, let's play it.
No.
Let's do it. That, you got
Whoa,
it. You got
okay.
it.
I'm not ready.
Okay, don't force him.
Okay. That was good.
It's okay, that was good.
But we're coming to the start. There, okay. right?
Oh, yeah.
It?
Oh, hell yeah.
It was great.
It was everything I could do to not sing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can assure you, if you started singing, I would have lost my place. So you don't want to do that.
Right.
I'm not ready for that
Here's
yet.
What we should do. And we did this one time when I couldn't play and sing something at the same time.
Yeah.
I went in the other room and I recorded the guitar part
right.
and then I sang over it. So you could go in, record the guitar part.
Or you could wait another minute. Let me get it down.
Okay.
And then we'll do it together and it'll have that.
Okay, we can do that. We can wait. We'll
I
wait.
Think you're hoping for a vibe of unity.
Yes.
And if you give me a second, I'll try to do that.
Right. Do you think we could do that before we go on vacation?
Oh, man. That's only 1 week away.
I don't know. You know what? I actually gave that, truthfully, 10 minutes last night.
Oh, then you've got it. So
another
it's
20
be great.
Minutes and you'll have it all.
Yeah.
Maybe.
20
Although,
minutes.
All right.
Let me tell you something.
All night. All night. Oh, every night.
There's no hope for the solo before vacation.
Oh, don't
Not
even worry
chance.
About it. I'll sing it.
It's
you
so,
just do the
you know
just
what?
Do the rhythm guitar underneath it. You Malcolm Young it.
Oh, just okay. Well, anyway, it's like that solo is beautiful, but there's no chance I'm going to have that down. Just not even a
when
there's 0% chance I'll have the solo down before vacation.
What is the chance that you'll have the song down?
I would say 40-60 that I won't. Wait.
40, you won't? 60% chance that you will have it done.
No, no, no.
Right,
40% chance I will have it
done. That you will have it done.
Yeah. All right. It's more likely I won't.
I'll take the 40, Bob.
There's really no...
Him. He's got... Now he has a mission. And he'll have to say to his family, we're helping you. You have to say, look,
how about
I got to get this done before next Friday.
Whoever you have as a
Secret Santa?
A Secret Santa, you play the song for them.
What?
If you have me, that totally works out for you.
If you have me, I'll be like, oh my God, Vinny. Oh,
I 100% don't want that.
Yeah, I know. Of course he doesn't. And
well,
I wouldn't agree to
one
it
of us
either.
Girls. 100.
If you have
one of us girls.
Yeah, if you have one of us, we'd be perfectly happy with that.
You don't have to.
That would be a huge Christmas
anything.
Present.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, excuse me.
Oh, sure.
Sorry. We got it.
Really?
Well, I'm sorry. All of
he
a
said,
sudden,
excuse
this,
me.
The
so
harsh
gross.
Light spotlight is on me. I can't. Can't even,
his stomach's getting upset.
If some of you would talk for a second, I might be able to swallow that down.
No, we're waiting to hear from you.
Anyway, I've already purchased my Secret Santa's gift, so that isn't going to be part of anything. The other day ago, I left here, I don't know, whatever time, and got the Secret Santa. And a present for the missus at the Westfield Mall.
Oh, boy, we all did our shopping at the Westfield Mall. Yeah.
What did you get your roommate?
I'm not going to...
Well, he's on the air.
Okay. Crazy guy?
He is. He goes, he is.
He wants to tell us so bad, though.
Well, I do, and I already wanted to give it to her as well.
But you held on.
But I haven't because I cannot afford to buy her 3 presents...
agreed not to buy any presents.
In the lead up to Christmas, I can't keep giving away the presents before Christmas.
Right.
You're
I find myself having to get like 4 things.
Yeah, because you keep giving them.
It's idiotic.
And she will start to feel like, do I have to get him 4 things now? You know?
No, she hasn't felt that pressure at all.
Good.
But
dummy husband is telling me.
Husband? Yeah. We have a joint... Well, you got it. Was that a
shame?
Anyway, where were we? Oh yeah, I'll try to play the song again a little later.
Okay. Practice it in here. You've got time during some of the breaks.
I really don't.
Sure, you do.
I don't.
No, you
do. And actually, that's not gonna work. It needs a little distortion.
First of all, we need to tune anything you play up because these things just sit here for long enough that they're way out of tune. That's out of whack.
Hey,
what?
Did you get her jewelry or shoes? Be honest for once.
The missus or my Secret Santa?
Well,
actually, neither.
The missus.
Neither of the people I purchased
got shoes
for
or
got
jewelry.
Either of those things.
Huh. I can't believe Christmas is way less than 2 weeks away.
I know.
It's actually, time is just flying
my
by.
My kid is frothing. She's hitting.
Sure.
She's hitting that age where she's just dizzy with it all.
Well, Christmas is the effing best when you're that age.
She's just
what's better
dizzy.
Than it?
I don't even think she's hit the real age because she's still at 3. She got it but didn't get it. Now she's 4.
Yeah,
she gets it, but she still doesn't have that. Like this will be the first year where she really, is
fully involved.
Gets it all.
They got a solid, they can get up to, just sort of depends when they find out all the stuff,
About the bad stuff.
That's, nothing.
Anyway, she's just coming into it. She's just hitting the window, and it's wonderful.
Get a few good
But
years
she's frothing.
There. Sure.
Just frothing.
Yeah.
And we're sort of pulling that. Be good.
You better.
It's time to be good.
You better.
Are there presents underneath the tree? Is she like, is that for me? Is she looking and picking them up?
Been presents put under the tree.
But you can't put most of them because Santa, they're not there yet. Santa has to bring them.
Right. No, but there's family members have sent stuff.
Sure.
My mom is staying down south, so she's sent stuff already.
Right.
Are you guys going down there?
No.
Yeah, what are the plans?
We're staying right here.
What are the plans?
We're staying right here.
Yeah, we're fully staycationing,
I'm gonna surf
too.
And run and enjoy my family, and that's Christmas vacation.
That sounds
I'm sending
perfect.
One of my kids to Boston. It's going to be awesome. He's gone for a week.
What now?
Yeah, I'm going to... Well, the other kid refused to go.
Which one?
The older one.
I seem to remember Riley. You mentioning this, and I don't know why. set this back up.
Yeah, set this
There's
back.
No real setup. He, you know, we have a ton of family that lives in Boston, so he's
going to
go.
You guys
stay
were going to go, and then
we
you
were
just
gonna
said.
Go, and John said, he goes, I just don't really want to. I just, you know, whatever. I don't really know what his reason. He just didn't want, he doesn't, you know, who wants to go shovel walkways at your sister's
house?
Yeah,
you could get stuff done.
Right. So we'll get a lot of stuff done. So we're going to have a full on staycation, and we were trying to get both boys to go. But the older one, you know, a lot of his friends are coming home from school. So he's going to see them all again, and they're all going to be here just for, you know, some of them just for a week. So he's going to hang with them. And
that's cool.
Village is coming. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be super fun.
So he'll be at your house or a hotel?
Village?
Yeah.
My house.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Staying with us. Just a few days.
But for Christmas?
No, over New Year's.
Oh,
he'll
okay.
come after Christmas.
Mm.
Yeah. So we're, you know, it's going to be nice. A 2-week staycation? Unheard of.
Yes, please.
I know.
You don't do that. I do
ever,
that
really.
Every time.
I know. You're always on the run.
I know. It's actually going to be great. I'll come back here. I'll be all like blissed out. Like, hey, guys, welcome to 2018. This is the new Sarah. I'm super. It'll last about, like, I don't know, an
Two
hour.
Seconds,
and then
yeah.
you guys will crush me.
Right. And the old Sarah will be back.
The old bitch will be back. She never really left.
Right.
She was just buried under bliss. Thanks for digging her up.
We hey, shipped that away.
Today, we are reviewing Star Wars at 9:15. Yeah. And by
I've
we,
heard
I mean
excellent Luminin. Things about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, everyone should run right out and see it. It's not
Sorry.
Cheesy. It's super great.
Good.
Yeah.
You, Hooman,
oh, my God.
Your husband.
I'm not going to review it. I probably shouldn't put any 2 cents in.
Why?
Oh,
you went.
Yeah, you should. You would not stop talking about it after we saw it.
Neither
give everybody.
Would you.
Give everybody.
And you keep doing this impression that.
I know. Just
if,
give your honest opinion.
If the
opinion.
Impression is anything like the actual part in the movie, then I'm not going to like it. Because the impression is just. It's just gross, actually.
Well, I'll put it this way.
Oh, here we go.
The great thing, and I think I even said this on the air yesterday, the great thing about Star Wars for me was that you didn't have any attachment to these people before they were in Star Wars. Like the original ones, it was a cast of new characters. They created all these stars. You don't need big name stars in this. I mean, the ones that have developed over the years, obviously you want to see them. They're part of the story. But what we don't need is random people from today's pop culture popping up and being in these weird, like, out of nowhere things that
Kim
happen.
Kim Kardashian shows up.
Well, not quite that bad. That would have been.
Well, that's so.
That would have really killed
in
it for
defense
me.
Of the people who did the casting. And again, I haven't seen it. I've only heard your review a little bit off air. And,
or the
and
part
of
where
this
I fell out of my seat and went, you've got to be kidding me.
And this particular. But I don't think. She's as widely known as you think.
Even if she's not. And she's pretty widely known. She's a fairly well-known person. But I agree with you. She's not like a, you know, A-plus lister or anything. Even if she's not, she is like just the whole character and the introduction of the character is so stupid and cheesy that I was, I mean, honest
There's
to God, it's like,
crunch.
It's like, welcome to this, to the Star Wars award show. And now, here's
this,
this
is the
person.
Part that
we'll talk
it's
about
unbelievable.
It like that.
She even gets
if
an
it's
intro.
Anything like that,
she
it's going to be terrible.
She gets a freaking intro. I mean, the guy, one lady gets up, does a whole intro for her, and here she is. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
The second the movie was over, I heard that intro for 30 minutes. Straight.
Yeah.
Walking to the car,
you
which is 15 minutes.
You were saying
minutes,
it, too. Don't act like you weren't also talking about
I'm
how stupid and cheesy
it.
That was.
This person she's talking about has 5 minutes.
Even want to start doing some of her lines, because I remember them, because they're that cheesy. Godspeed.
Well, oh. You know what I heard? Is that, what's his name? The guy from the first one is coming back for the third one.
What's
his name? He did Star
Trek. Oh, J.J. Abrams.
He's coming back for the third one, and one of the lead actress. Do we say actress anymore? Or do
I
we
don't
just
know.
Call
you say whatever
yeah,
you
say
want.
Actress,
it doesn't matter.
I don't want to. Though. I'm just going to get texted that I'm a pig. Anyway, whatever. This one person said, "I am so happy he's back," and it made you feel like, for some reason, there was a
Ryan Johnson?
A drop off from 1 to 2, and maybe this 3 is going to go back up. I don't know.
Don't nod in the affirmative.
But the actor was saying, I'm so glad he's back.
Was it Daisy Ridley?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Who, does she play Rey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That actress.
Well, of course she's going to say
great.
He's the one that cast her. Like, right. He's like, yeah, you get to be the star of Star Wars.
Anyway, this is too soon.
Yeah,
9:15 today. My husband John and Hooman are going to be. I'm not going to talk.
Sarah,
I don't want to bum anybody out because frankly, I'm taking a very unpopular stance on this film.
So well, really, so
everybody go see it.
Here's why you tune in.
I don't
see
even
if
know.
Sarah can actually zip
right.
it.
She can't.
I'll tell you. Spoiler alert. She can't. I'll try not to spoil anything. And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
Oh boy.
To the bridge. It's 607 KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Thursday. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.